Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing so well today. It's my favorite time of year. The holidays are just a wonderful time.
They are. They're fun. There's so many different things going on throughout the entire community, and everything looks beautiful with all the Christmas lights everywhere.
Christmas lights are awesome, but there are things to keep in mind when you're hanging your Christmas lights. You know, you want to carefully inspect your holiday light strings each year and discard any frayed cords, cracked lamp holders, or loose connections. And when replacing your light bulbs, always unplug them. A lesson I learned myself. So I'm going to give you a few things to think about. Always turn your holiday lights off when you leave your house or go to bed. Don't leave them unattended. Try to purchase a fresh tree. Look for the freshest tree possible and keep water in your tree so it doesn't dry out. And timing is everything. Use an outdoor timer to turn your lights off and on so you don't have to worry about it. They turn off and on their own. Never connect more than one extension cord together. When hanging your outdoor lights, keep your electrical connectors off the ground and away from metal rain gutters. Using a ladder, choose the correct ladder for the job and double check for certification to ensure that your portable ladder complies with the application and standards, and make sure you have it right side up. Recently had a friend turn his ladder upside down and was climbing off the roof and had it collapse. So,
well, yeah, I can't imagine that would be very sturdy.
No, that's right. And do not use your gas fireplace if the glass panel is removed, cracked, or broken. Make sure that it's serviced once a year. And test your smoke alarms. I think we talked about that last year. You should test those every month. Most people do it at daylight savings, but I like to do it this time of year especially. And to help prevent CO2 hazards in your home, have a qualified contractor check your heater once a year. And don't store anything combustible near your heat source or your Christmas lights for that matter. So just a few little things to think about when you're hanging your Christmas lights.
You know, all of these tips are going along the safety guidelines and making sure that not only your home, but your family is going to be safe during the holiday season. There's a lot of things going on. I mean, we've got all the Christmas lights outside and inside. We've got fires going inside. We've got tons of snow that's going to be on the outside. There's a lot of different things that you need to think about this time of the year. So definitely take those extra 5 minutes and just kind of do a run through every day.
Well, and it always seems like in our area, we hang our Christmas lights up and there's never snow. And then by the time you get ready to take them down, there's snow on the roof, snow on the ground, and it's okay to leave them. I mean, people think that that's bad. Oh, I don't want my neighbors to think that I'm a slacker. Go ahead and leave them until it's safe to go up there and get them. Don't take chances you shouldn't have to take. I already know somebody this year that has fallen off their roof and is hurt as a result of Christmas lights.
So, and there's no snow yet.
And no snow yet.
So throw that in the mix and can definitely be dangerous. Another tip, this is my personal tip because I've done it 2 years in a row. Make sure to plug in the lights and make sure they work before you take an hour stringing them on your tree.
Absolutely.
Because when you string them all on your tree and you plug it in and they don't work, there are choice words that are said.
Well, and I learned a valuable lesson. I was hanging Christmas lights alone. Well, my wife and kids were home, and then they had to run to the store, and I was on the roof and I knocked my ladder over and was stranded on the roof for hours. I was like Clark Griswold out there waiting for someone to come and help me. And I live on a farm.
And you didn't have your phone?
No, absolutely not. And where I live, it's not like a car's going to drive by. I waited until somebody came back. So
yeah, you had a nice little heart-to-heart with yourself.
Very cold.
Yes, very cold. And I bet the whole time you were thinking, I am not so smart.
Not the smartest person I know.
Yep, exactly. Hey, it happens. Something like that happens to at least everyone once in their life. They are in a situation where they think, that was dumb.
And you learn your lesson and you move on. And again, I'll remind everybody, this time of year, packages being delivered. Make sure you're smart with that. Have packages delivered to your place of work if you can. Don't leave packages on your porch for long periods of time, because we haven't had any in our area yet that I know of. But don't be a target for scammers and thieves.
Exactly. And that's definitely, this is the time of year for that. And watch your mailbox. Same exact thing.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas cards are coming in. Most of them have cash in them. And people know that. And they will take them from your mailbox.
You bet.
So definitely be aware. Check those things on the daily. Well, Sheriff, thanks so much for coming in today. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
How did their Patriots do last night?
Yeah, it was. That has been another Castle Country
Another Castle Country Focus.
Wrapping up with the sheriff. That has been another Castle Country Focus right here on Castle Country Radio stations. For more on this interview, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. Thanks a lot.
You're so going to edit
Thanks
that.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.